This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A couple of Coloradans were at the Supreme Court Thursday to hear arguments about birthright citizenship and the power of lower court judges. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Caldy Rodriguez is from Louisville, but just finished his first year of law school in Washington, D.C. He says he wanted to be there because of both the bigger question, the future of birthright citizenship, and the specific legal issue at stake, the power of lower court judges to issue nationwide injunctions.
Having months go by where the federal government, well, the executive branch, does something more or less wildly unconstitutional, probably good to have something in place to fight against that.
There have been a number of challenges filed against Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship, including one from over a dozen Democratic attorneys general. Colorado is part of that. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's more from yesterday's arguments at the Supreme Court to begin this hour of Morning Edition. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has filed 20 lawsuits so far, asking courts to block new executive orders. Weiser said between that and his role enforcing laws to protect Coloradans, his office has been stretched thin.
We have two huge responsibilities, what I might call the ordinary work that we've been doing and that we'll continue to do, and then this extraordinary work that we have to do in response to this administration's series of harmful and lawless actions.
The state legislature has approved three new positions to help the Attorney General's office with the workload. The Poudre School District will pay more than $16 million to the families of children who accused a former bus aide of abuse. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The payment settles a lawsuit brought by the parents of 10 children who were repeatedly slapped, pinched, and punched by a school bus aide. It comes a year after Tyler Zanella was sentenced to more than 12 years for assaulting the students with disabilities. The children are mostly nonverbal and were unable to complain to anyone about this abuse. After weeks of physical and mental abuse, children began acting out their fears at home and in school. Zanella was arrested in May after surveillance footage showed him hitting a child. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's 8:06. This is CPR News.